Phinehas, the wise warrior priest. Numbers 25:7. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. This man can rightfully be called a warrior priest. But he could also be called a warrior of peace, because he made peace with God for the Israelites because of the rampant sin in the camp and God's judgment that was coming, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He stayed the plague. He stayed the plague away from the Israelites so they weren't destroyed. But you will notice some things about this man. He was not a rogue man, but rose up in the congregation. He was not some lone sheep that thought it was his business to correct every church out there, but was a man from the congregation that rose up from it and was a priest in the congregation. He had place to put down the sin in the camp and deal with it. God has called mighty men in his churches to stand against the times of apostasy that the churches are facing. You will notice the sin was paraded before him, and he chased it down and found it in the tent. You will notice he also thrust it through the belly. That is how sin must be attacked, right through the belly, the heart of it. They say all disease starts in the gut, so he thrust it through the guts, all the nerves in the gut. He severed it and stayed the plague. God has some choice words for his servants who will take upon them the yoke of rebuking the apostasy and redeeming the times, for the days are evil. And the Lord said unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel my jealousy. God says he turned away the wrath from his people, and that he was zealous for God's sake among the children. He was led by his love for God and zeal for him. I suppose many would look at what he did and think, how gruesome. And some do not have the stomach for it. Not all are warrior priests, for sure. But do not despise those warrior priests that God has called. Bear with their zeal and encourage them. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it in his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. This good man loved God and was zealous for him. And this is not the end of his story, although this is a start of a very valiant ministry. Years later, they would enter the Promised Land, and there would be need for bravery once more, only a different kind of bravery. There appeared to be idolatry among the tribes. And would this priest have to rise up again and put down the idolatry and false worship as he did as a younger man? He was willing to, that is for sure. He was ready to, and was sent to go and search the matter out. Thank God for this man's wisdom and meekness and not being hasty. An experienced man of war will know when to sheath his sword and not strike until he knows there is truly an enemy in the midst of an enemy of God. And the children of Israel heard say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar over against the land of Canaan in the borders of Jordan at the passage of the children of Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh unto the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar. So Phinehas goes with the 10 tribes, the princes from the 10 tribes of Israel there, and comes and says to them, what trespass is this that ye have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that ye have builded you an altar that ye might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed unto this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord? Phinehas reminds him, remember, I was there that day and put down the rebellion, and I will do it again if need be. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord, was their answer, and turn this day from following the Lord, to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, beside the altar of the Lord our God that is before his tabernacle. So they said, no, this is a memorial. And when Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, heads of the thousands of Israel, which were with him, heard these words, that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spake, it pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, "This day we perceive that the Lord is among us, because ye have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now ye have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord." So the wise old warrior listened, and again the people were saved.